The court ruling in Oneida County effectively blocks a North Woods couple from rebuilding a dilapidated cottage that sits just 8 feet from the shore on an island in Big Lake. State law requires any new buildings be set back at least 40 feet from the shoreline to protect fish and wildlife habitat. Oneida County had granted a permit to rebuild the old cottage, arguing it was a pre-existing structure built before those rules went into effect. But an attorney for the Environmentally Concerned Citizens of Lakeland Areas, or ECOLA, convinced the circuit court the cottage had been unused and unimproved for a generation. Attorney William O'Connor says that was grounds enough to revoke the building permit.
This case really establishes the concept or precedent that a building that has not been used for a long period of time no longer carries with it the special privileges that are accorded to grandfathered buildings.
That's an important precedent, according to Jim Wise. He heads the environmental group who challenged the county's permit to rebuild the cottage. He says there are potentially dozens of abandoned buildings perched on the shores of northern lakes that landowners might try to rebuild, including old Native American settlements.
You could basically find an ancient Indian historical wiki hut, find evidence that was there and prove that was a pre-existing structure and that that's where you wanted to build your building.
Attorneys for the landowner in this case could not be reached for comment, but a spokesperson for the Wisconsin Realtors Association says its members are worried about any rulings that deny property owners the right to improve structures on their land. The case could be appealed to the Court of Appeals. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.